Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and everything else will follow. Have you ever asked yourself exactly, you who is born again especially, what is the gospel? Some of us would be like, we don't know. Some of us would go on and be like, the gospel is the good news. And some of us yet would be saying the gospel is the first four books of the New Testament. Okay. Now for you who doesn't know or really doesn't follow up or care that much to understand exactly what the gospel is, ask yourself this. Suppose that the desire and the thirst, suppose that the desire and the thirst you have for God on earth right now, the desire to actually know His mind, the desire to seek Him in all that you do, the desire to walk in His path and walk before Him and do no wrong, the desire to continuously seek His face every day in your workplace, in your fellowships, in your interactions, what if the desire you have for God here on earth would be the same amount of experience you have for God in heaven? Not in terms of time, because time is nothing before God. He exists out of time, and because you are in His presence, you are also, when you are right now in His heaven physically, as in like you are done this earth and you have entered His kingdom. What if the way you thirsted for Him, you sought for Him, you desired to find Him here on earth, would be the same amount of experience you'd experience God in His presence? When it's like, you are here and you are in heaven, in the streets of gold, and He's there with you, facing each other. What if, just imagine, you have lived your life here on earth passively. Yes, you've accepted Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, and you're just making sure that your daily life is at peace with Christ. You're not doing wrongs. You're just waking up in the morning, asking God for forgiveness, waking up and hoping for a good day, and basically the Lord is not exactly involved in everything of your life. Just imagine when you get to heaven, the same way you have thirsted for Him here on earth to be the same way you had experienced Him in heaven. Just think about that. Now for those of us who say that the death of the gospel or the good news revolves around the life, the death, the resurrection of Christ, and Him conquering sin and death for our sake is the good news, I have a suggestion for you. If there is a person on earth right now who is very, very determined, who has a very serious goal, a goal that basically if you're not determined, you can't get it. And even if you're determined, there's a very serious possibility that you will not get it even. That gentleman would be Elon Musk. Elon Musk is just on his own spectrum. Let me explain. So this dude is a multi-billionaire. I think last time I checked, he was around $300 billion. In riches. The first time he eclipsed Jeff Bezos in the richest human on earth on the Forbes list, people were like happy. They were all over Twitter, all over the social media, like explaining, like wanting to pursue. They were like speculating where he's getting his riches. They wanted to understand. Some of them were just congratulating him. This gentleman just wrote one tweet. The whole world is on a meltdown, on discussions, on all these things. And he just says one tweet. That's nice. Okay, back to work. Something on that line. One tweet. Not even all the characters of a tweet. He has become the richest man, the wealthiest human on earth, according to the Forbes list. And yet, he just doesn't take much time, not even a minute. Thank you. Not even just saying the cliché sentiments. No. he just goes on to work. One of his employees said something interesting about him. He said that for him, every discussion, every invention, every kind of discussion is always driven that he's thinking on them, not as perspective as whatever other person has said, or whatever other person is thinking, or whatever other company has invented, but how can this invention make life on Mars better or more palatable for human beings to exist? Like, just that sentiment in the first set, the first wave. First, there are all those movies that will explain to us how those other planets are terrible for us. There even was one movie that just this Earth planet communicated to another planet, and in turn, that planet sent a conquest, and it whooped the soldiers here on Earth. And here, this gentleman is doing everything possible to go out to make another planet palatable for humans to exist. That is basically his goal on Earth. The other thing of this sentiment is, you have made a creation. For example, Tesla. Tesla, the company. Tesla goes on and makes electric cars. By that, he has just entered the frame of cars with his own dynamic that's about environment. Okay? And then, instead of him now making it like a luxury for most people, he makes it less expensive so that people can actually go ahead and get them. And even to make it much interesting, he finds ways to make these cars be able to charge. So basically, he stood up against the fuel industry, those guys who deal with crude oil and the likes of the big companies like the Exxons of the world and the rest. He has stood up to them. That's a dangerous thing. Then the next thing he does is make these patents available. He makes them open source. So companies like Mobius here in Kenya can actually go to the internet, find those patents, and actually create their own car for the first time. Yeah, you can tell me about the Mobius 3, that car that was actually a beastly car. But I found out that car is not exactly Kenyan. It's just a company that created it, gave it to other companies. There is one in South Africa, there is one in Ghana and whatever countries here in Africa. So the same car, different names depending on those countries. And here in Kenya it's called Mobius 3. So basically, he didn't really create it. That's my basically the word on YouTube and the different people who discuss about cars and know which cars say the same thing. It's not exactly made by in Kenya, and for Kenyans, it was just imported and made some few changes to fit the Kenyan market. I don't know. So basically, not exactly a Mobius car. It's like getting a phone from China, then with a different name, and just remove the pads and put on a different casing and call it Samsung. It's not exactly Samsung, but because you have made it, you have picked pads and just put the body here. And so, Elon Musk has accrued different wins, different creations, different types of respect on this earth, but that doesn't deter him from his main goal to get to Mars, to get there and get people there, to make Mars a palatable place for human beings to live, and then make it easier for people to actually move there. So this is my suggestion. The way Elon Musk, the goal is to get to Mars. The way Steve Jobs' aim was to make easier for teachers to actually teach. So we do all these things, even including making people have a very terrible life in these third world countries for the sake of that one main goal, to get it easier for teachers and students to easily learn. That is an interesting goal. The same way it is for them, that goal is the main aim, that the failures, the wins, the complacencies, the losses here on this middle doesn't deter them to get there. For us, people who are born again, I believe that the kingdom of God is at hand. That is the gospel. That is the good news, that the kingdom of God is at hand. That's what I'm suggesting to you. Like, look what the life of Christ, when he would give a parable, like, the kingdom of God is like this. The kingdom of God is like that man who found treasure in this land, went out and sold everything else to come and buy this land. See, precious. And so I don't think that the life, the death, and the resurrection of Christ is the gospel. That ushers us into the good news, into what is the good news. The kingdom of God is at hand. Once I understand now, because first, when I say that the Lord, the Jesus Christ, is my Lord and Savior, I need to understand exactly what it means to be a Lord. And the best way I can put it, be like, right now, as a democratic country, be like a landlord, where basically the place where you live, so long as you're renting, it's not your house. You're still submitting to the rules of the landlord. And so Christ is my Lord and Savior. So my way of life is supposed to be determined by him. And yes, every other day I drop the ball. But my Lord is also my friend. He picks me up. Yes, I'll face the consequences, which is just depressing. But because I am still his friend, because he's still my Lord, I have hope. And so I suggest to us, and the good news is that the kingdom of God is at hand. The same thing that John the Baptist would say, repent of your sins, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And Jesus Christ comes around and says, the kingdom of God is here. And so, once I understand that, I want to understand and actually to apply it in a different case. But the thing is, once I understand that, I take a whole lot of things a whole lot less seriously. Whereby, I'll give my all to make sure that I do my best. Because the word says, do everything as unto doing unto God. And so I do everything. I need to do everything my best of my ability. Because God has given me the chance to be the best of my abilities. I should be able in my work to do all. But even if I fail there, even if I win there, the main goal is to be in the kingdom of God now and forevermore. To thirst for Christ. To be in the kingdom every day. In my work, in my fellowships, in my interactions, in my games, all these things. To be in the kingdom. To seek first the kingdom of God every other day. In my work, in my fellowship, in my worship, in my everything. To seek first the kingdom of God every day. Yes, I will drop the ball. Yes, I will fail 7 times. But the main thing is, because he's my friend, he'll pick me up the way he did to Peter, and then they will walk on. Because the entire goal is to be in the kingdom of God. You should desire for that. I should desire every day to be in the kingdom of God. To enter rest. That's my desire for us. To understand. That's my suggestion to us. To understand that the good news is that the kingdom of God is at hand. So you need to understand what this kingdom is about. To understand the principles of this kingdom. To understand who is the king. What does it mean to be in the kingdom of God? What does it mean to enter rest? What does it mean after everything is done here on earth and Christ has come to take his people and we go back to heaven with him? What does it mean to be with God in heaven? And once you understand that, you'll be able to take these things here on earth as much as you give your all. If they don't fail, if they win, if they don't fail, if they fail, if they win, if they are just there. Even if you get all the things that you want, or you get none of them, so long as you have the king with you, so long as you are in the kingdom of God, you find peace. I suggest to us, my fellow brethren, I suggest to us, those of us who are born again, even those of us who are born again are just there, and those of us who are deeply into it, every other day, seek first the kingdom. Even with your fellowships, most times the ones who are into it, like whenever one of them fails, they tend to be like, no, you are not with us. But then you realize in the kingdom of God, the principles doesn't allow you to do that. And so even if you believe that you are in deep, like basically if Christ comes, you're taking the first class. Even if you believe like that, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness every day. And the rest of it, your fellowships, your beliefs, your worship, your interactions will be in line with the kingdom of God.